Now, whether you believe it or not, how many of you ever heard, raise your hand if you've ever heard that exercise is good for you, whether you believe it or not. Yeah, I think most people have heard that in America. And of course, again, I'm a scorecard kind of guy. And before I spent a lot of money building a home gym and getting sweaty every night, I wanted to find the studies that said that exercise helps you live longer. And you know there's not a single study which shows that exercise helps you live longer. In fact, just the opposite. There's never been a professional athlete ever lived to be 100. And you'd think that if exercise was good for you, there'd be a high percentage of professional athletes living to be 100 because they exercise more than anybody. And let's look at it. I decided to do my own study since there was no such study. I decided to look at the average lifespan of professional athletes in America and compare it with professional couch potatoes in America, the people who exercise the least. What I found out was that the people who are professional athletes start working out and training and participating in sports in a very regimented fashion from the time they're 6 years old. They're in peewee soccer, peewee hockey, peewee baseball, peewee golf, peewee tennis. They're in peewee gymnastics, right? They're in peewee basketball. They're in peewee baseball, peewee softball. They're in peewee boxing. They're in peewee everything. Then they go to peewee Olympics, and they go to junior high and middle school and high school. They get into university, they get in the semi-pros, and then they get in the pros. And when they retire from their sport, when they're 30, 40, 50 years of age, they don't cold turkey quit exercising. They've been doing all their life. So they still pump some iron at home or at a gym. They might jog in the mornings and play golf and tennis and racquetball and that sort of thing. And so they don't quit participating in sports. And the average lifespan for professional athletes in America is 62 to 65. The average lifespan for the professional couch potato in America is 75.5. You gain 10 to 12, 13, 14, 15 years in longevity by not exercising. And just think of some of the famous athletes you know about. You have people like Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth, Jim Thorpe, Jesse Owens, Red Grange, and then there was Babe Zaharia. Some of you old enough to remember her. She was a great female athlete back in the 40s and 50s. Died real young, died in her 40s, I believe. And then there was Wilma Rudolph, first woman to ever win four medals in the Olympics. She died at 54. And then Sugar Ray Robinson, great boxer, if you're interested in boxing. And then Wilt Chamberlain died at 63 of congestive heart failure. He was the first guy to ever hit 100 points in a basketball game, and he did it before there were three-point field goals. Real athlete. And they had him, they're trying to stabilize him in a hospital for his congestive heart failure so they could do two hip replacement surgeries. Now, did he die of natural cause, or did they kill him? Well, they may never tell us. And then you have people like Flojo, died at 34. Sergei Grinkov, some of you may remember him. Wonderful young athlete, won four gold medals, two in the World Games, two in the Olympics, as pairs figure skater, died at age 28 of cardiomyopathy heart attack, a deficiency of the trace mineral selenium. And then there was Reggie Lewis, 27-year-old captain of the Boston Celtics, had 4% body fat, as fit as a human being could be. And he died at age 27 of a cardiomyopathy heart attack, a deficiency of the trace mineral selenium. And then Walter Payton, really a pristine athlete, played football with the Chicago Bears for, 15 years. This guy never missed a team meeting, never missed a practice, never missed a game, was always a gentleman, never any bad words, never used drugs, never smoked, never drank. This guy was a very religious man, went to Bible study every Wednesday night, went to church every Sunday morning, even on the road, never missed. He was, a real durable guy. You get beat, and he was small, he was only 185 pounds, he got beat up every weekend, he never missed a practice, never missed a game. Walter Payton died at age 45, waiting for a liver transplant. Don Drysdale, Hall of Fame pitcher, died 3 weeks before his 57th birthday of a heart attack. Okay, two more, then I'll tell you why athletes don't fare so well. The next one was not a professional athlete, but he was a professional, and he was an athlete, so I'm going to throw him in here because he exercised more than most professional athletes. Dr. James Cornyn was a cardiologist from Paradise, California. His wife was a cardiologist, so they had two cardiologists under the same roof. They were exercise freaks. These guys were really exerciseaholics, I guess you'd call them. They live in a very pristine area north of San Francisco, up in the Redwood Country, and they wake up 2 hours in the morning before they were supposed to do their surgeries and see patients in the clinic and the hospital there in Paradise, California. And they would jog all through the Redwoods, through the jogging path. Really an idyllic life. And then for 2 hours they would do that. They'd find their way to the hospital. They'd take their showers, get in their scrubs, and they'd have breakfast in the cafeteria and see patients. During the lunch hour, because they wouldn't eat lunch, they only ate breakfast and dinner. So during the lunch hour, they would rollerblade during warm weather and play some tennis and racquetball. And during the winter time, they could jog on an indoor court and play racquetball and indoor tennis and so forth. And they cross-country skied, downhill skied, rock climbed. They would take off a couple of weeks every summer and go to Alaska and hike up in the mountains. They were exercise freaks. Their whole life together was work and exercise. That's all they did. And interestingly enough, again, his wife was also a cardiologist. Well, being two cardiologists under the same roof, I guarantee you that they watched each other and made sure they did everything right. I'm sure they both took an aspirin every day to keep their blood thin. I'm sure they took Mevacor, Lipitor, Loped to get their blood cholesterol below 200, like they want all their patients to get, right? Below 200. I'm sure they didn't smoke, didn't use salt, didn't eat red meat, didn't eat eggs, ripped the chicken skin off their chicken before they ate it because they're afraid of cholesterol and fat, right? And they didn't take vitamins and minerals and trace minerals because they believe you can get everything you need by eating your basic four food groups. I'm sure they used margarine instead of butter. And despite all this knowledge, exercise, eating right, and taking prescriptions, and using aspirin every day, Dr. James Cornyn dies of a heart attack at age 48. Now, if you were one of his heart patients, would you continue doing what he was asking you to do? I would, and I'd do just the opposite. If he said no salt, I'd go through one of those whole big boxes of Martin Salt thing every day. If he said no smoking, I'd smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day. If he said no chicken skin, I'd go to the butcher and say, I want 25 pounds of chicken skin every day. If he, you know, if he said no eggs, I'd eat 25 eggs a day. I would do just the opposite because I wouldn't want to get what he got. He was the expert. And so you have to look at the outcome, not the theory. The last one I'm going to share with you was a PhD type of doctor, Dr. Tom Dowling from Kansas City, Missouri. He was a coach and an athlete. This guy ran the marathon every month for 25 years. I hope you can appreciate what a feat that would be. Even when there's no officially sanctioned race, he would still run the distance to be an example for his students. Now, his mentor and his coach, his a hero, his guru was Jim Fix. How many of you ever heard of Jim Fix? Raise your hand. Yeah, most of you. Jim Fix started the whole personal fitness craze, the running craze. Back in the late 70s and early 80s, Jim Fix decided that if everybody would run or jog 10 miles a day and tone up their cardiovascular system, more people would live to be 100. It was the exercise thing that was missing. We need to be more like primitive man and spend our time, you know, 3-4 hours a day running, and then we'd live longer. And he worked very hard to prove that. He didn't take vitamins and minerals and trace minerals because he didn't want to cloud the issue. He wanted to show when he lived to be 100, it was due to the exercise. Well, Jim Fix died of a heart attack at age 52. Now, why does everybody want to run to get fit when the guru died at age 52 running of a heart attack? Doesn't make sense to me. But without Jim Fix, there wouldn't be any Reeboks. There wouldn't be any Nike, you know, running shoes. There wouldn't be any of that stuff. Because back in the old days, before 1970s, it was all team sports. You know, most people, if you were going to do something individual, you were kind of a bodybuilder, and most people kind of poo-pooed that. You know, all the guys at home lifting weights, trying to look good, you know, that kind of stuff. That was all bad stuff before Jim Fix. Dr. Tom Dowling, wanting to follow his guru's example, was considered a master at doing and teaching meditation and yoga around the world. He was a vegan, a vegetarian that did not eat any animal products whatsoever. He only ate perfect mixes of grains, legumes, vegetables, fruits, and nuts. And with all this exercise, you'd think he'd be healthy. When he was 47 years old, he got an irregular heartbeat, and he did what he thought was the righteous thing to do. He went to the top cardiologist in Kansas City, Missouri, who put him on a treadmill and did the stress test. 1 hour after the stress test, Dr. Tom Dowling drops dead of a cardiomyopathy heart attack at age 47, and he was doing everything right. And you have to say, well, is this common in athletes, or are these just unique events? Do they overtrain? Well, according to the Center for Disease Control out of Atlanta, 100,000 young athletes under the age of 30 drop dead each year during exercise or immediately after exercise. 100,000. According to the Center for Disease Control out of Atlanta, each year in America, 300,000 Americans over the age of 30 drop dead while they're exercising or participating in some sport. That's a total of 400,000 Americans die each year while they're exercising. 400,000. There's no safety laws. There's no education. Doctors tell you to exercise without giving you the caveats. You know, well, if you're going to exercise, here's what you need to do. They don't tell you those things. Look at all the laws and safety things that go on with cars and insurance and everything, because 50,000 people get killed every year in car accidents. 17,000 of those are killed by drunk drivers, and all the laws and all the safety equipment, all the hoo-ha over car accidents for a total of 50,000 a year. And here we have a sport that a doctor tells you to participate in, you know, exercise, kills 400,000 a year, and there's no special insurance, there's no safety rules or anything. People just, well, okay, I'll do what doc says. The problem is this. Athletes sweat more in 5 years than couch potatoes do in 75 years. And when you sweat, you're not just sweating out water, you're sweating out a soup that contains all essential minerals. They're called essential minerals because if any of them are missing for a length of time, weeks, months, years, depending on the nutrient, you get a terrible degenerative disease, many of which are life-threatening. So this is a no-brainer. Who's more likely to die from one of these life-threatening mineral deficiency diseases? An athlete who's sweating out quarts and quarts of this mineral-rich soup every day, or a couch potato in an air-conditioned den, laying on the couch, belching, farting, smoking, drinking beer, and not sweating? Who's going to live longer? The couch potato. And that's what the actual study showed. Couch potatoes will outlive athletes. It's amazing, but it's true. If you drink water when you're exercising, does that replace the minerals you're sweating out? No. What about Gatorade? Gatorade is just salt water, a little bit of sugar, and yellow dye number 5. You know, salt water, when doctors want you to take it, are called electrolytes. Salt, when the doctors don't want you to take it, is called sodium. It's all the same stuff. Electrolytes and sodium is the same. Kind of funny, isn't it? Now, what about Mountain Dew or 7-Up or Dr. Pepper? Will those things replace the minerals you're sweating out? No. You don't have to be an athlete to sweat. You can be a farmer, a rancher, roofer, carpenter, plumber, electrician, carpet layer, work in a bakery, work in a dance studio. And if you're sweating and not replacing the minerals you're sweating out, you're committing suicide. You're cutting your longevity in half. If you're sweating every day, you need to be sure to replace all those nutrients you're sweating out.